Welcome to the Technology Lab, presented by CPA Practice Advisor, with your hosts, Randy Johnston and Brian Tankersley.
I'm Randy Johnston, along with Brian Tankersley. Brian, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Brian Tankersley. I've been in the profession since the early 90s, have been doing accounting technology since the late 90s on a professional basis. I've written a few hundred product reviews, and I've spoken in 48 states talking about accounting technology to CPAs.
And I am from Hutchinson, Kansas. I am so pleased to spend time with you today. I have been on the top 100 list since 2004, the top 25 list since 2011. I love to spend time in technology and with my family as well. I'm fortunate enough to have founded Network Management Group, which is a managed service provider, providing services from Boston to Honolulu. And my K2 business is how I met Brian, and it is how we've probably met many of you, producing CPE and PD in the US and Canada. We're so pleased to spend time with you on today's Technology Lab. Good day. Welcome to the Technology Lab. I'm Randy Johnston with co-host Brian Tankersley. Today's session on OnView documents will give you a view into the Thompson strategy. Before we get into that, I'd like to just lay out a few items to be thinking about, because the Thomson Reuters company has provided multiple document solutions historically. At the high end, their browser-based system, GoFileRoom, was used by many firms. And at the lower end, they had their file cabinet CS product. The GoFileRoom product was a tier 3 product with versioning and records retention, whereas the file cabinet CS product was more of a document storage system, or DSS. The new world of Thompson and the new generation of product, OnView, is a browser-based system that has a lot of functionality all wrapped up into a single system and a single user interface. So, Brian, what should our listeners know about OnView documents?
Well, remember, the OnView documents tool is really sold more as part of the OnView firm management. So it is an end-to-end integrated application suite. It does run completely in a web browser. And the good news about that is that you can run it on pretty much any platform. The bad news about that, of course, is that you are going to have a slight speed penalty when you're dealing with individual documents. But if we look at the way it's laid out, you start out with, you have a customizable individual dashboard that shows you your projects and your assignments. You then have a firm dashboard, as well as a client dashboard, where you can track firms and client, you know, the whole firm's performance and the client status individually. When we get over to documents, you really file things by client and can then arrange those into folders and other things within there. You do have word search throughout this. There is firm documents where, of course, you can have internal firm information. And of course, that lets you take things like how much everybody makes and keep that locked away from everybody so that we don't create more dissent than we already have inside an average accounting firm. We have my documents where we have our individual things. We can see the activity that's taking place through there. Then we have recycling bin. And then finally, there's communications where maybe we have review notes or other comments about a document. Maybe we just want to jot off something quick, like we need to get the new lease from this retail store for whom we do work. Now, the projects are also integrated into this. And this is the Thompson OnView approach to workflow, which is kind of a document-centric workflow. It does have due date tracking, and we can have different steps as part of it. There's actually a version of OnView that you can actually try out. It's called a preview. You simply go to their website, you sign up, and then they will provision an OnView environment that you can actually try out and see what you think about it. It's relatively easy to pick up and work with. Then they also have time and billing as part of that, but that's beyond the scope of what we're going to talk about in this particular podcast.
Well, I appreciate that, Brian, because the ability to run these products as a sample It's really a big deal. And I've asked vendors to do that for a long time, so I'm pleased that they can do that. And when we're looking at the way the document management product works, where we're really collecting and sharing the documents with this online software in a browser, it's a big deal just to see the experience that way. So I'm sorry to jump in and interrupt you on that. But, you know, I was just so excited because being able to see it has a lot of merit as opposed to maybe even having it demoed to you. So it does speak to the ease of use and the experience inside the browser. But you also have correctly pointed out that this podcast is about the document capability, but the way that Thompson now views the world is they want everything wrapped around firm management, which they are going to sell at multiple different levels. And, you know, again, we're going to put that outside the scope of this.
And I think it's important to note that one of the strategic moves that they showed us at the last face-to-face strategic partner meeting they had at before the pandemic hit, they actually shared that they're going to be building in integrations between the UltraTax application and Onvio. So even though they have a separate Onvio tax application that is a cloud-based application, probably won't be, you know, it's a product that they just hit 50 states on all the corporates this year. And so realistically, it's going to be a year or two before people really are sure that it's accurate and doing all the things they need. I'm sure Matt's done a great job with the team at Thompson in making it fully accurate. But, you know, like practitioners, they want to kick the tires and make sure before they go make a commitment to tax season with it. But they're integrating this back with many of the CS applications. And the reason that's important, again, for you to know is that that means that you may not be forced to switch to some of the applications. You may be able to run some of your old desktop client server based applications and then integrate them along with the Onvio document management solution.
Yes. And part of the strategy here is the big suite vendors want you to use all of their systems. But the issue is they have so many modules, trying to get them all up to snuff and usable at the same time is very difficult. Frankly, a 10 to 15 year transition. And we figure that it'll be maybe 2025 or a little later before everything's kind of up to snuff and ready. And it may be even a little longer than that. And so part
well, remember,
of the...
They haven't even started Onvio accounting and Onvio payroll yet. They have a vision that they're going to have applications for that. And it's my understanding that, you know, those applications still have a ways to go. So this would be, again, a cloud version of a product that would basically replace the accounting CS and accounting CS payroll product.
Yes. So it turns out that we continue to need to think about the experience of interacting with clients. What do you want that to be? And that's the onboarding of documents, PBC functionality, and the delivery of documents. Most of the time, historically, that has been done through portals. Here, though, the vision of that is being extended in the Onvio suite to much more of a client collaboration approach. And that's where we can secure client accounts and exchange the files with the clients, and we can assign them tasks, which only a few competitors have had this collaboration outside of the firm for tasks. And likewise, as you said earlier, being able to run on any device, whether that's a mobile phone, a pad, or a computer. But the key here is that the seamless experience across the entire Onvio platform is critical. But now let's flip it upside down. You're going to get most of the benefit if you're within the entire Onvio family. So if you're a Thompson shop, it makes great sense that over time, your migration will be into Onvio itself. But as it turns out, if you're using products from other vendors, you get less benefit from the platform.
Yeah. And you know, I would say that Thompson has done more opening up of the Onvio suite that I've seen to outside solutions than CCH has. And so, for example, when we look at the document sharing that you can do, you can actually pull documents in and out of Dropbox, Google Drive, and Box, which all integrate with the Onvio firm management tool. Now, for the firm, I don't think it's a great idea to be using Dropbox or Google Drive, you know, the personal versions, to be sure, because those products on the personal side are not quite secure enough for you to be delivering things to clients. But if the client wants to share things with you on those platforms, you can pull it in very easily. So it lets you meet the clients where they are and use the tools, that lets them use the tools they want to collaborate with you in Onvio. It doesn't force you to do, you know, to install an app or to make them do something in a particular platform. They can just store their documents where they want to.
And, you know, another vision thing, as you talk about that, Brian, is pretty clear. Thompson started quite a few years behind CCH in building their new generation platform. And because of that, they do everything in a browser, which has a little bit of a browser penalty, as you talked about earlier. Further, Thompson's using as their hosting platform Amazon Web Services globally. So the capabilities in AWS are slightly different than the capabilities that are inside Azure in terms of performance and some of those other types of things. Well, if we extend that just a little bit further, historically, Thompson clients, which many of our listeners are, were running in Virtual Office CS, which was a Citrix-based hosted system. So everything in the platform was controlled in a single place. And we refer to that methodology as centralized computing. Personally, I've been a big fan of that because I can get higher performance. And one of the things that we could potentially have is performance penalties compared to maybe premise-based computing at times. However, this new world that we're heading into has silos of applications that we're going to hook together. And in my mind, the suite vendor approaches wind up being silos. And our other big tool that we use, Microsoft Office, is in another silo. And we're going to have strategies to hook these silos together. And for most of our CPA firms, another silo that we'll talk about in another podcast is our client accounting systems. And many of our firms use alternate products rather than Thompson products in those categories. However, this system of Onvio documents is a pretty big step forward from the traditional file cabinet CS or Go File Room products in terms of their usability. So I really want our listeners to understand that this is a big generational change, and it's technologically a difficult step for vendors of all kinds to make. And you are absolutely spot on, I think, Brian. They have become far more open with the interfaces, but there's no way I want our listeners to use products like Dropbox and Box, which some firms have done as a matter of convenience.
And, you know, the thing I would just remind everybody is that when we're looking at this, there is the major benefit to the Thompson users. You know, we've talked about a slight performance penalty because they're running this in a browser. The flip side is you don't have to install a client application that's 1 gig to run the application in the cloud. So it really opens up a lot of things, like looking at a document really quickly on your iPad by the pool, that's, you know, not possible on some other platforms. So as we're thinking about this, this really gives us, you know, I think it's a slightly more modern architecture, but it's just different. The other thing to remind our listeners of is that when we're thinking about the experience that we want clients to have, remember that the portals that Thompson really was kind of a pioneer in, that was part of the CS suite that integrated with their Again, with UltraTax and so forth, we're really having to move to the next generation portal solution because the game has changed and people expect to be able to send documents to clients, to send PBC lists, to track the status of PBC requests, and to be able to, again, send and receive and do electronic signature on those documents with clients. And, you know, the pandemic has really reinforced the need to work, to be able to work effectively from a remote place. So, you know, if I think about Onvio, I think it really is that next generation application. And I've been actually very impressed with how easy it is to use. I actually did some early usability studies on it, and they've made huge improvements in the current version of it from the early alpha versions I saw at a user conference a few years ago. So, you know, from that perspective, I think it's a great tool.
Well, you know, I'd like to end these podcasts by asking if there's other things that our listeners should know, Brian. I think you actually answered that question there for a moment. Do you have others you want to add?
No, I think that's pretty much it. I think it's a great solution. I think it fits best for firms that are on the Thomson suite, whether it's CS or whether it's Onvio. I think they're going to have good integration into both. You know, I think it's a great product that fits for a lot of firms.
Well, the idea here with Onvio Documents is you have this single browser experience. And as part of Onvio firm management, the goal here is that you can do client collaboration and time and billing in a single place, being able to work anytime, anywhere with projects and sharing data with your clients. Overall, a nice upgrade to the platform here from Thomson with Onvio Documents. We are so pleased that you spent a little bit of time with us today. We'll see you on a future Technology Lab. I hate to say it, things always go so fast when we're talking together, and our time is up for today, but we will be back with another version of Technology Lab in the near future. Thanks for being with us today.
See you next time.
Thank you for sharing your time with us. We'll be back next week with a new edition of the Technology Lab, brought to you by CPA Practice Advisor.